Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most South Carolinians know about the strong automotive presence in our state, from BMW, Michelin, and Clemson's iCar facility to the recent announcement of Volvo coming to the Lowcountry. Our next guest wants you to also know that this state could soon become the home for the most comprehensive automotive testing grounds in the Western Hemisphere. Jody Bryson is CEO of the International Transportation Innovation Center in Greenville, South Carolina. Jody, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike.
First of all, tell us about the, I guess you guys call it ITIC?
Yes, or you can pronounce it ITIC. ITIC opened in July of 2013 with $40 million in existing infrastructure and facilities, and we have quietly been serving the automotive industry in the upstate for the last 2 years with plans to expand in the near future.
So what kind of services have you been providing already, and tell us to who?
Mike, we have three different distinct elements of our testbed infrastructure. We have a 1.5-mile straightaway test track, a 6-city block urban track, and we have a 2.5-mile interstate highway system. Our customers currently include Michelin, ZF Automotive, CUI Car, and Volvo Trucks. And as the word spreads about our testing facilities, we're getting more and more interest from automotive companies and automotive suppliers in the region.
And so talk about what I mentioned in my introduction, that this could soon be the biggest, most comprehensive in our half of the world.
Indeed. We have been in the process of creating a master plan that will greatly expand the offerings and the capabilities of our test bed over the last several months. ITIC has engaged Tilke Engineering, who is a German-based engineering and architectural firm that is recognized as the world's leading designer of racetracks and automotive test facilities. And we're very excited that the master plan will soon be complete. And as a result of that, we will embark upon enhancements and improvements that will indeed get us to that milestone level of world-class testing facilities.
Now, is the center a private corporation? Is it a nonprofit?
You know, it is a partnership between the City of Greenville, the County of Greenville, the Clemson University International Center for Automotive Research, and the South Carolina Technology and Aviation Center. It is a public facility, and we will be seeking private partners as we move forward with the development of the track.
Now, I understand that part of this master plan also includes targeting non-automotive customers.
That is correct. What you're seeing in the automotive industry today is a real strategic direction toward connected vehicles, the ability of vehicles to communicate with smartphones and the Internet of Things that would involve not so traditional automotive companies such as cell phone providers and energy companies, utilities such as Duke Energy, who we're currently working with, and Verizon Wireless, who we have a pending partnership with. It really does reach out and broaden that base of track users that will be able to conduct research and testing at our facility.
Now, who would your competition be for automotive testing grounds? Are there other facilities in North America, South America?
Yes, there are test tracks throughout the United States. We will have the first U.S. testing facility that will have wireless electric charging for stationary and dynamic uses. We also are one of the only testing facilities in the country that has an on-site airport that can serve users of the track. We also are open to working with any OEMs in the country. A lot of test tracks are affiliated with one particular OEM. We offer a testing infrastructure where there can be partnership and collaboration across the supplier networks and with different OEMs working together.
Well, Jody, we're looking forward to hearing updates. Thank you very much for your time today.
Mike, thank you.
Jody Bryson is CEO of the International Transportation Innovation Center in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to the center posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is etvradio.org. Just click on podcasts, where you will also be able to hear this show again. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.